Welcome back to BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, let's talk about Tiny Habits.
Well, Tiny Habits is a book I recently read by BJ Fogg, and he's a Stanford professor, and he's been studying behavior and habits for a long time. So I'd like to just give you kind of one of the points in the book. I think it's a great book, and I recommend it highly for anybody who wants to kind of leverage habits more as a way to create these systems that help you get your goal. But one of his tips is that a great way to start a new habit is to anchor it to something you're already doing habitually. So for example, if you are every day you get in your car and you also want to maybe do some mindful thinking or meditating, so you say, every time I sit down in my car, I'm going to take 3 deep breaths. So you're already sitting down in the car. You know you're going to do that regularly. So you just kind of anchor the new habit to an old habit. So every time I sit in the car, I'm going to take 3 deep breaths. Another thing he recommends is like every day you brush your teeth. So you go, after brushing my teeth, I'm going to do 2 push-ups. So that you kind of have things you're already doing and you're just adding one more element to it, as opposed to at some point during the day, I'm going to do 2 push-ups. So since you don't have that, that's kind of untethered. There's nothing that's a trigger to help you go, now it's time to do the push-ups. But if you go, every time I brush my teeth, I'm going to do 2 push-ups. And then when you're doing the 2 push-ups, you might do 3, 4, 5, and that might grow over time. But you just connect the push-ups with the brushing your teeth, you'll be more successful. So something regarding our work is, after you listen to this podcast or listen to these tips, you're going to think about 2 people in your network you can introduce and connect together. So that way you're already listening to the podcast. You're already listening to our kind of tips. And now you're going to say, after I do that, I always connect 2 people in my network. So now you're going to kind of add another habit to this habit you've already established of listening to these tips.